This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, it's Avery and Reader here on Fox FM. More hits, more favorites, and man, it does not feel like a Friday.
No, it's, certainly going to be a nice day. It's nice to walk outside.
It's fantastic. It's unbelievably warm. I actually just did the squirt and go on my window, so it was a good feeling to just be able to do that. Didn't have to plug in the vehicle either.
Yeah, I didn't even scrape. I didn't even have to squirt, though I did, because I'm trying to get all the summer washer fluid out so I can put the winter stuff in.
The winter stuff's always nice because it doesn't freeze over top of the
I've had
window.
That happen. I've had it happen where it's all frozen in the reservoir.
Oh,
where
yeah?
you put the fluid in.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't a good thing. No. I had to actually find a garage to park my car in and let it thaw overnight. There's just some, to get the summer stuff out.
Yeah, there's some people that actually even get just winter wipers for the winter season. I've only got like the all-season wipers. So, yeah, hopefully everyone's vehicle is hanging in there throughout these cooler months, especially today, considering that it's warmer, and it's going to be getting warmer as we move throughout this weekend.
Reader is double Avery's age. You could call Avery his Padawan.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Guess what I got, Reader?
What?
The winning ticket for the Yorkton Exhibition Cash Lottery.
Oh,
no,
you know.
No, just kidding. No, I wish I did. But we're going to see who ends up with that money on December 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out at the Gallagher Center throughout the last couple days, and people can still get their tickets. It's still up for grabs. $100,000 for you. Also, there's a few other secondary prizes. There's that 50-50 as well once you purchase a lottery ticket. So if you're still thinking about getting a ticket, 1-866-73-4800. As we had a great talk with Barb as well as Lyle over the last couple days.
Yes, indeed. And of course, as we were saying, the last couple of days, it's important to get that ticket, lend your support, because the money raised through this will help make all these fantastic events that we enjoy here happen. You know, whether it's the Chucks and Chariots, whether it's the Yorkton Summer Fair and Exhibition, or Harvest Showdown, things like that. You know, it helps to make these things happen.
And it was great to get back out to those things.
Yeah.
And obviously, Yorkton Exhibition had a tough time during the pandemic, and they still are, kind of. So if you can contribute in any way, once again, the number is 1-866-783-4800 to get your ticket.
Reader's trying to sharpen his cooking skills.
Oh, no.
He still sets off the smoke alarm when he makes toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Avery and Reader here. Happy Friday. And something you may be up to this coming weekend is setting up the Christmas tree with the Fam Jam.
Yeah, it's kind of getting to be that time. I know probably within the next week or so, I'll probably get mine up.
Yeah, I'm going to get mine up this weekend. And that's why we're wondering, when are you getting your tree up? When are you pulling out all the decorations, putting the tree up? My mom was sending me photos all day yesterday of all the setups that she had throughout the house and all the fancy trinkets that she was putting out all over the wood stove and the kitchen counter.
I have to rearrange furniture to put my tree up because there's kind of the one spot that I put it, but it kind of necessitates moving stuff around to make space for it. So I have to do that first before the tree can go up.
Well, they do take up a lot of space. Mm-hmm. They are a space consumer, no matter what how big your house is, right? Like you might have to move a table over, you might have to move a couch over, maybe a TV stand over into the corner instead, right?
And it's always, you know, where's the plug-in?
Yes.
Because you have to have it close by so you can make sure you can plug in the lights.
Can't have like three extension cords running across the house, or else you might be tripping over a few things.
Exactly.
306-783-3699. When does your Christmas tree go up?
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. Prairie farm raised, but not so fresh.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Maybe you're indulging in today's Black Friday sales. That's going to be quite a journey throughout the day.
Yeah, lots of places going to be pretty busy today, I think.
Oh, for sure, especially with Christmas on the way. It's a big time. People get their Christmas shopping done.
Good time to do it.
Yeah, last year was the first time I actually indulged in Black Friday. Usually, I'm not a fan of going into big stores and just being like, holy crap, there's a lot of people around. I like the Yorkton environment where there's not as many people, like going to the big city like Regina or Saskatoon. where it's like, there's too many people around. But last year was the first time I did it. It wasn't too bad, but I'm sure that people are enjoying purchasing local as well throughout
this
year. As approaching the holiday season means a ton to those businesses.
CFGWFM.
We have to say that. So we did.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Going to be out in Swan River for tonight at the Stampeder game with the Smoke and Smoker contest. I've never been to Manitoba in my life, and I'm excited to meet people in Swan River.
It's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. And if you are at the Stampeder game tonight, feel free to stop by the Smoker if you do find us. And text in that code to 306-783-3699.
Yes, we want to get you guys in and entered so you can have a shot at winning that sweet prize package from RCM Outdoors, the brand new Green Mountain grill smoker and meat package. All the grillables you need to really break that sucker in and have a great time and enjoy some delicious food.
It would truly give you a reason to stand outside in the cold and kind of watch the meat smoke on its own,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it would give you a reason to barbecue during the colder months and rolling into the summer months.
Reader wanted to be a race car driver. Now he tries not to crash and burn when on the mic.
No.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
When it comes to filling your gas tank, it's like, do I do it today? Do I do it when it's like at a quarter empty? Do I do it when there's only a quarter of gas left? I don't know. It's always a debate. Well, in Saskatoon, there was one gas station that had a price of $2.39 per liter. That would cause a little bit of panic in your brain.
Yeah, if I'm driving back and I saw that, I'd probably be, when I saw that, too.
I'd be crying a little bit, but you know what? Those tears would be for nothing because it turns out it was just an error on the board.
Yeah, apparently a staff member at that particular gas station, they said the sign was frozen on one side, and that's why it was stuck where it was, that they couldn't just change it back to the correct price.
Oh, my goodness. Because there were drivers that stopped by were like, hey, is that the actual price? Like,
yeah.
do I need to, like, get gas at another station to be safe just so I can actually drive around for a few days?
Yes, fortunately, that was the wrong price.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. He's dancing like no one's watching. Reader is watching and streaming it.
Why don't you take the hint and leave me alone?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
If you got some fairly young kids, you're probably pretty jacked up to get their first or second or third picture with Santa over the years. And sometimes Santa can be a little spookier than expected for those kids.
Yeah, the Santa pictures might be a yearly tradition, but you know, for every good picture that you get, quite often there's one where the kids freak out a little bit and things don't go quite according to plan. We want to see those pictures.
Exactly. We want to see the ones where the kids just look absolutely horrified and they're going to be traumatized for the rest of their life. You can send us your photos at 306-783-3699. Just text them to us and you'll be entered in to win a bunch of prizes.
Yeah, we're going to choose one winner each week, and they will win a $25 co-op gift card. And then on December 21st, there will be one grand prize winner chosen. They'll win a $100 co-op gift card. And of course, it's all brought to you by our friends at Legacy Co-op in Yorkton, Churchbridge, and Campsack.
And it doesn't have to be any picture that's recent either. It could be one that you have of yourself from back in the day.
Exactly. Yeah, because those great pictures, they last forever.
Fox FM's Avery tries to sneak up on Reader in ski pants or corduroys.
What are you doing?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
As we mentioned in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to be out in the Swan River Centennial Arena tonight for the Smoke and Smoker contest. So if you stop by, shoot the code to 306-783-3699. Feel free to do so. As for the game, the Swan Valley Stampeders are getting ready to take on Winkler.
Yeah, 7 p.m. face-off time. Should be a good one.
Of course, and the Yorkton Terriers are also in action tonight as they're getting ready to take on a hot LaRonge Ice Wolves.
Yeah, face-off time 7:30 at Westland Arena. And the Melville Millionaires also in action at home tonight when they play host to the Nipawin Hawks. Game time 7 p.m. at Horizon Credit Union Center.
It is a busy night in hockey. Hopefully everyone enjoys it and gets to and from the arena safely.
When Reader visits his family farm, he likes to give names to the cattle. Names like T-Bone, Sirloin, and Mr. Brisket.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
This is your last chance to claim a $50 Subway gift card to someone you think deserves it.
Yes, whether they're a volunteer with community groups or organizations, maybe they're just a helpful person that goes the extra mile to help you out when you need it, whether it's helping to shovel a driveway or carry the groceries or, you know, help with yard work, help you move if you're getting a new place. You know, we want to give them a chance to be rewarded for those efforts.
For sure. Maybe it's even an emergency responder or a healthcare worker that has helped you over the last several months or years. 306-783-3699. Nominate someone you think deserves a $50 Subway gift card for random acts of kindness. Today is the final chance for you to nominate someone, so get them in ASAP.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
7:39 right now here at Fox FM. That's Imagine Dragons and Follow You, looking at a high of 2 degrees for today. That's real nice for this time of year.
Yeah, we will take that for the 26th of November.
Oh, no doubt about it. And today what we're going to be doing, once again, is the generational juggle. We haven't done it in a while. So, Raider, you've got things for me to answer this Friday,
yes.
Hey?
Maybe see if I can come up with a few things from maybe years gone by, maybe my younger years that you might not be so familiar with.
All right. So hit me with the first one. Let's go.
Okay. The first one I got here, test patterns.
Tests, like tests or test patterns?
Test
patterns.
And test patterns and sign-offs. Yeah.
Test patterns and sign-offs. Oh, goodness. Is that have anything to do with, like, radio? I have no idea.
It's actually more of a TV thing.
It's a TV thing. Okay.
Yeah, because believe it or not, there was a time when TV was not just 24 hours a day. So at the end of the broadcast day, usually there would be...
Oh, you get the rainbow screen.
Yeah, you get that rainbow screen after everything. Usually at the end of the day, there'd be some kind of thing, you know... Network sign-offs, they would have, like, music. Quite often it was the anthem, and they'd have, like, a video montage of things like, you know, shots from all over Canada and stuff as the anthem played. And then when it would wrap up, all of a sudden it would be like, thank you for watching today. And then, and it would go to the test pattern. So that would be, at the end of the day, that's what that was.
That is funny. Yeah, no, I do recall seeing that rainbow screen at a very, very young age, but we didn't really have cable when I was growing up, so I didn't even know what it was called, I guess. So.
Okay.
Also, I haven't grown up with it, so that's another thing.
True enough.
All right, what's your next one?
I got
one
another one for you. Mini Pops.
Mini Pops. That sounds like a food of some kind. Is it like a sucker?
No.
No? Okay.
Actually, Mini Pops, it started out, it was a TV series made in the UK.
Oh, I was way
off. I didn't realize that, but when I was a kid, Mini Pops records were huge. It was basically, it was young kids recording, contemporary pop songs of the day and making kids' versions of them.
What is today's version of that?
Kids Bop. Yeah,
okay.
Basically, that Mini Pops was the precursor to Kids Bop.
Oh, okay. So
that was the 80s
name.
Version. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting because I remember getting those albums.
Yeah.
At a store, right? You go to Walmart or something like that. You could go pick those things up, and they were like $10, and you'd have a kids' version of like some of the top hits,
more kid friendly versions of the songs recorded by kids.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, you got another one?
I got one more for you. Overhead projectors.
Overhead projectors. We had those in school.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they'd shine it on the whiteboard, and you'd be able to. They'd slide the transparent sheet over, and you'd have to write down every single word for word
you knew that one.
There's
all
such thing as a photocopier nowadays. Come on, we don't need to write everything down word for word. Come on.
I haven't seen anywhere use an overhead projector in a long time.
Oh, man. Now they've got the smart boards that they use, right, where they can just pull it up on a computer screen or something like that. So, yeah, times have definitely changed, hey?
Times and technology never stop evolving.
Fox. Fox FM Mornings with Avery and Reader. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites, and today is the final Random Acts of Kindness giveaway. Don't hesitate to call 306-783-3699. We've actually got someone on the line right now. Who's there?
It's Jen calling.
Hi, Jen. How are you today?
Great. I would like to nominate somebody for the Acts of Kindness.
Fantastic. Sure. Who can we get for you?
My coworker, Evie Robinson.
All right. And you and Evie work together. So where do you guys work and what makes Evie so great?
We work at the Langenberg and Rokenville Dental Clinic. And Evie is so pleasant to be around. When it gets stressful, she knows exactly what to say and do. She hasn't been in the dental field very long, but that doesn't show. It seems like she's been around forever. Just a joy to work with.
She just keeps things light and keeps everybody in a good mood.
Yes, and I've been around the dental field long enough to know that these people are very hard to come by. And she's a wonderful person. She's a single mom to three kids. I think she deserves the Random Acts of Kindness.
Oh, of course. No doubt about it. Well, thanks for nominating Evie.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader are busy helping each other out with their fantasy football teams.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
And today we're wondering, when do you put up that Christmas tree? When do you get into the holly jolly feeling of the Christmas season? And we've gotten a ton of comments sent to us throughout this morning.
Yes, indeed. Lots of people have been letting us know. We've got several here. Glenna said hers is going up this weekend. Heather Novak, she said she usually puts it up December 1st, but she's decided to do it early this year, so it went up last weekend at her mm-hmm. house.
And Larissa Walkowski.
Yeah.
She said that she puts it up during the Grey Cup weekend. But there's no Grey Cup weekend this weekend, so she's not willing to wait till the 12th.
So. Yeah, it's, of course, a later championship game this year. So, yeah, that would put a definite delay on putting up the tree. But a lot of people saying December 1st or after Remembrance Day, several people have said as well. And one thing that's really cool, lots of people have been sending in pictures of their Christmas trees, too.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful trees.
There are some, and they're coming in all different shapes and sizes. There's some that are natural, some that are manufactured, and there's a really tiny one, and I got a really tiny one. I don't have a massive one.
Yeah.
I got to get a bigger one, though, I think.
Oh, boy. Anyone listening right now is just thinking, what the heck are they talking about if they didn't know we were talking about Christmas trees?
Reader's excited because he's got a lot of boring, pointless stories that Avery has never heard.
One trick is to tell him stories that don't go anywhere, like the time...
Pull up a chair and grab a coffee.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Am I allowed to nominate someone for that $50 gift card?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'd like to nominate my boss, Trish. She's always on the go, always just dealing with things that she didn't think she'd have to be dealing with, and she's just always trying to make everybody else happy before she does anything for herself, and I think she needs a break.
Well, that is very sweet of you. Where are you guys at?
We're from Kenora.
We've had a lot of nominations come out from Kenora.
That's good. That means a lot of folks are doing a lot of good stuff out in Kenora.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, awesome. Thanks for calling in, Cheryl, and we'll let Trish know if she's coming out on top this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader are busy helping each other out with their fantasy football teams.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We are ready to do our final Random Acts of Kindness draw. Reader, are you ready to rumble?
I am ready. I have got the prize box right here. I've got the entries inside. We've got three different folks entered this morning, and we're going to see who is our final winner for Random Acts of Kindness.
Yes, of course. We've had plenty of nominations throughout the last couple of weeks. Thanks to everyone who has sent in a call and nominated someone who obviously deserves a $50 Subway gift card.
Yeah.
And Reader's getting ready to pull a name out right
now.
All
right, here we go. I'm going to grab one, and I've got it in my hand here. I'm opening up the form. Trish Larson.
And we did try getting a hold of Trish this morning, but unfortunately she wasn't there to answer, and then she's calling us back right now, so we're going to get her reaction as we speak. Hello, Avery and Reader here on the line. Who's speaking?
My name is Trish. I just got a voicemail.
Hey, did you listen to our voicemail?
I did, actually.
Well, right on, so you know why we were calling then.
I do, and that's amazing. Cheryl is so sweet.
You got such great workers there. You're going to have to treat them to some subs today then, eh?
I do my best to try to treat them. I show my appreciation to them just about every day for all that they do.
Awesome.
They are amazing. I am so lucky. I think I have the best team in the world.
And it sounds like they think a whole lot of you, too. So it's great to be able to give this to you.
I have tears in my eyes, actually. That's just the nicest thing that's happened. Thank you so much. I'm definitely going to be treating my team today.
Right on. Well, you guys enjoy and have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Reader's excited because he's got a lot of boring, pointless stories that Avery has never heard.
One trick is to tell him stories that don't go anywhere, like the time...
Pull up a chair and grab a coffee.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
On a normal year, this would be considered finals week for the CFL.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, yeah, this would be Grey Cup weekend actually coming up. This week flew by fast. It doesn't feel like the 26th. We'll just say that. December's almost here, my goodness. But yeah, the Riders are getting ready to take on the Calgary Stampeders Sunday, 3:30 p.m. kickoff, and I know that a lot of people are going to be heading to that game.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be loud at Mosaic Stadium, and yeah, both teams going to be looking to book themselves a date in Winnipeg next weekend with the West Final to take on the Bombers, but they got to come out on top this weekend first.
Yeah, they do. This could be the end of the season, or it could stretch the season out a little bit longer. Hopefully, the Riders do come out on top. I know that Bomber fans are thinking, well, who's going to come out to Winnipeg and have to deal with us?
They get to just sit back and watch and wait, whereas, Riders and Stamps, one team goes on, one team goes home.
Yeah, this could go either way. Who do you think is going to come out on top? What's your score prediction?
Oh, boy. Well, I got to go with the Riders. It's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to be about 24-22. It's going to be a tight game, I think.
Oh, most definitely. I think it's going to be low scoring, probably like 25-20.
Yeah.
That's what my score is. So, yeah, hopefully the green and white can come out on top this weekend. And if you're heading to the game, have a lot of fun.
Let's go, Riders. Woo woo.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.